Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful episode on the silsila, the early echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you and your family are safe and sound. When you are making dua for yourself, your family and your community, then keep the ummah in your duas as well. Because in some part of the world, the ummah is going through great challenges, trials and tribulations. So make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, grants relief to the ummah, grants protection against the oppressors and shifa from whatever type of sickness and difficulty is there. Today we have a thought-provoking topic of discussion. We will be talking about something which is present in the hearts of practically all of us. And mostly, it is used towards something negative. We will be talking about hirs, greed, and that greed leads to unfulfillment. What are some of the negative aspects of greed? What is that aspect which is positive? There is a positive as well, but largely and unfortunately, it's used for negative means. So stay tuned and let's listen to the Madani Pearls, the narrations as well with regards to this. We can identify and recognize whether I am suffering from this problem and how do I overcome it. Let's now recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions that, Ya Allah, we are here for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. InshaAllahu Azza wa Jal. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, when two people who meet one another and recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their past and future sins are forgiven even before they separate from each other. Subhanallah. The next time you're greeting another Muslim, you are shaking their hands, then remember to recite Durood Sharif. Look at the reward, look at the benefit actually, that the person's past and future sins will fall away before they separate. Subhanallah. Let's listen to a lovely kalam and then we'll continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے
لاکھوں سلام salam ya nabi assalam ya nabi assalam ya nabi ya nabi assalam ya nabi assalam ya nabi assalam ya nabi ya nabi assalam
de diye tumko apne khazane rabbe izzat rabbe ulane de diye tumko apne khazane rabbe izzat rabbe ulane dono jahan ki ne'mat wale tum par lakhon salam assalamu alayhi
ya rasul allah ya rasul allah
mustafa mustafa
mustafa mustafa
مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يدفيه للجثام دفاع
مصطفى مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يكفيه لليتامى دفاع حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة عليه والسلام عليه للسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور ملک اور غلما خلد سجاتے گئے ایک دوم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وأما نبالوغا كل العباد وأما نبالوغا كل العباد وأما نبالوغا كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجمیل سیدنا النبی وجمیل
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہ پردو والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولا یا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم یا ربی صلی علی یا ربی سلم علی یا ربی صلی علی صلوات اللہ علی مولا یا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم
یا ربی بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیکہ یا رسول اللہ السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا علاك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. I'm sure that you enjoyed that beautiful kalam. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. This feeling or desire of greed, many of us, we have it. Greed for gain, greed for more. Usually when we talk about greed, we think about wealth. And in many cases, this is the issue. But greed can be for different types of things. A person who loves to eat, especially in today's time of this food culture that is out there, as they call it mukbang, where a person enters a competition to see how much they can eat, how much they can fill this belly within a specified period of time. And then the meal is free. Allahu Akbar. People are competing with each other. Who can eat more? And then we see that so many millions of people are suffering because of obesity. Especially in the so-called civilized first world nations. Because people are just eating too much. That greed for more, it's not leading to that satisfaction, to that fulfillment. So greed can be, the reason of it could be wealth, money, could be food, it could be power, influence, greed for fame and name and honor and respect. So these things are not good for us. The more we chase it, the further it gets away. And the more we get, the more unsatisfied the person is if they are suffering from this problem of greed. There was a village and there was a big mountain, and around that mountain there used to live many, many monkeys. The monkeys used to trouble the villagers. So an animal trader was once passing by and noticed the amount of monkeys that were there. He came to the center of the village and he called the people, the villagers, and made an announcement. And he told them that I will pay y'all 100 rand for every monkey that y'all can catch and bring and put in this cage. The villagers became extremely happy that they were going to earn money just for catching the monkeys that were already causing problems. They were stealing their food, their belongings, their items. Subhanallah. So the villagers went out and started catching as many monkeys as they could. There were very few monkeys left now. And only those monkeys that were difficult to catch remained. The trader now made another announcement. I will give you all 200 rand for each monkey that you're able to catch. This offer created a new enthusiasm and passion in the villagers. And they started to catch as many more monkeys as possible. From the ones that were difficult to catch, they succeeded and caught about 120 more. The first time they caught 1,000 monkeys. So right now, there was 1,120 monkeys in that cage, a huge cage. The trader, he now made another announcement that I'm going out of the village for some work. And I'm leaving my servant to look after the monkeys. And when I return, I will buy the monkeys for 500 rand each, whichever new monkeys you can bring. So the trader, he leaves, And he leaves his servant there in the village to look after the monkeys. Nevertheless, the villagers, they went out and they tried their best to catch whatever remaining monkeys were there, because their eyes were focused on the prize, that look how much we're getting, from 100 to 200 to 500. The greed for wealth, it blinded them. Subhanallah. They caught as many monkeys as possible. They became very happy. We are going to be so rich. Now the servant of the trader who was left behind, he tells them that I can make a deal with all of you. I will sell all these monkeys, these 1,000 plus monkeys, I will sell all of them to you for 350 rand each. And when my owner, my boss comes, you can sell all of it for 500 rand each to him. The villagers now, they were extremely happy. Greed consumed them. They brought all the entire savings and they gave it to the servant. And they kept the monkeys in the cage. They started waiting for the return of the trader. A few days had gone by, 5 days, 6 days passed by. The trader had not returned. They went to the servant of the trader. They couldn't find him. They brought all of their savings and gave it to him and he's disappeared. Allahu Akbar. They realized that they have been cheated because of their greed. Dear viewers and listeners, although this is a fictitious tale, it's a lesson for you and I. How many of us get scammed out of our hard-earned money? You work for the entire month, your salary comes in, you have to pay the bills. And here comes an SMS or a message on social media, or you get an email. Your parcel is waiting. Your package is waiting. You have won a certain prize. Just put in these digits, these codes. Or there's an admin fee of 10 rand and you have access to your prize. You have won so much of money. Subhanallah. And because of what? Greed. That the person will spend that 10 rand thinking it's a small thing and you get nothing. How many people have they scammed like this? Thousands? Tens of thousands? And you add up 10,000 or 20,000 times 10 rand. They're making easy money and they are preying on our desires for greed, for more. That I need more, I want more. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So think about it. Don't be scammed out of your hard-earned money. Scammers are there. Hackers are there. They are trying their best. Yes, that is haram. It is prohibited. It is not allowed. There's punishment for that. But that's their job. They will continue piling sins upon their head until they are caught by the authorities or when the angel of death comes. One way or the other, they will get caught. But you don't get caught. You throw the right bait, you catch the right fish. So they throw this bait of the possibility to get easy money, free money, free prizes. When you see the word free, it has a psychological effect on a person's mind. Free, I'm getting something free. There's nothing for free. Even if you go to the shop to buy something, buy two, get one free. Imagine that business which is there to earn a profit. By doing this, what profit will they earn? The business will close down. They calculate all of it. Maybe they may earn a little less profit on that product so that they can use the excess amount for your free product. So you're paying for it actually. But now because a person is free, everybody's rushing to go and buy those two products instead of one that they need. So they get the third product free. Now because the amount of customers that are coming, they end up getting more in their profits. These are all marketing strategies and tricks that people use. But am I suffering from hirs, from this problem of greed? If I am, I need to control it. I need to make sure that it doesn't control me and consume me. Because greed can make a person blind to the reality in front of him or her. Greed can make a person do things that they would not do. Some people, in extreme cases, because of greed, because of hirs, they would do things that are illegal, things that are prohibited. I just need more money. I need more and more. My standard of living is high. My bills are so high. The fees for my kids are so high. My petrol is coming to so much. I don't have anything to save for the rainy days. So a person will say, how can I make extra money? And only one who is conscious as a Muslim will not go towards haram avenues. But a person who doesn't have any tarbiyah, Islamic training, Islamic knowledge, whose iman is weak, he will grab any opportunity, whether it's halal or haram, because it's easy money. People are selling drugs. People are selling stolen items just for a few extra coins, a few extra rands. And they don't know it's a sin. They know in the heart of their hearts it's a sin. What can I do? No, it doesn't work like that. If you are going to earn 100 rand extra, the choice is yours. If it's written for you, remember, what is written for you, nobody can snatch it away. What is not, everybody can get together and help you. You will never achieve it. You will never attain that. Now, if you are going to earn so much, the choice is yours. Do I do those things which are halal and then get the 100 rand? Or do I do those things which are haram and prohibited and get the 100 rand? Either way, I'm getting that amount, it's fixed, 100 rand. But I choose. If a person thinks that, you know what, I got 100 rand because of selling drugs or stolen items. My brother, you would have still got that 100 rand if you did it in the right way, in the halal way. That's how much you would have got. The difference is, on this side, you earn reward by doing it the halal way and getting the 100 rand. Or, on the other side, you got the 100 rand because of doing something which was illegal and prohibited and haram, and you earned sin. And earning something through sinful means carries no blessings. No blessings. You just invite more problems in your life. That you rob yourself and your life and your home of blessings. What are you going to do with that haram money? Buy food for your children to nourish their bodies, and then when they're rebellious to you and don't listen and disobedient, you think that, what happened? Well, you're feeding them because of haram sources. But you worked hard, you worked smart, you put in effort. That same 100 rand you got through halal means, there's going to be blessings in that. You'll be able to stretch that 100 rand to a very great deal. Subhanallah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in the glorious Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 128. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأحضرت الأنفس الشح. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And the heart is trapped in greed. In the famous tafsir called Khazin, it is mentioned that greed is also a part of the heart because it has been created in the very same way. Greed actually means desire for more. More of a thing. And as I mentioned, it's not only wealth and money, but name and fame or food or status or respect or honor or clothing. A person has, the wardrobe is full of clothing, but now the latest apparel that is trending out there, I'm going to have it. Why? So I can be included in my social circles. So who are you living for? Are you living for the pleasure of the people? Rather be a slave of one, that is Allah Azza wa Jal. If not, a person will become a slave of many. A slave to society, to the people, to the nafs, the desires, the ego. Because we want to keep up with the people next door, the neighbors next door. I want to be seen with the latest car, the latest fashionable clothing. I got to have these accessories, this kind of a phone, the latest phone, the latest of everything, so people can look at me and think that I have a high status. All of the status of this world is superficial. That's the reality. It is superficial. It is truly fake. Because the true status is the status that one has in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't be a slave to your desires. It's not going to take you anywhere good. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi mentions that a person sometimes continues longing for a certain thing until he acquires it. To fulfill this greed for more, he meets different types of people. He tries to make contact with different people to use them as stepping stones to achieve what he desires. But then they end up using him for their own vested interests. At the end of the day, ultimately, the one who is seeking to fulfill that greed for more becomes disgraced, becomes humiliated. The beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that people say, or any of you say, that the greedy person is more deceitful than a cruel person. But in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, no cruelty is greater than greed. And Allah Azza wa Jal takes an oath by His glory and majesty upon this, that no greedy and stingy person will enter Jannah. Have you heard that? No greedy and stingy person will enter paradise. Am I suffering with the sickness of greed? With the sickness of stinginess? Stinginess? A person who has more than what he requires, but does not spend in the path of Allah, does not help those who are underprivileged, those who are poor, who need food, who need the basics, access to clean water, food for the day, clothing, a roof over their heads. Allah Jalla Jalalu has blessed you. How about spending in His path? Certainly, there are many, many people who are wealthy, whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed with an abundance of wealth and are helping the deen, are uplifting others, are paying for the bills of others, are providing food, clothing, and other essentials to many poor people, Allah Azawajal bless them. That sadaqah, that charity that you are spending, that is your true wealth. And that you will see its benefits in this world, in the grave and the hereafter as well. The benefits are certainly there if it is spent for the pleasure of Allah Azawajal. But I'm talking about those that are truly suffering from stinginess and greed. And Allah has blessed me, and I can't take out a little bit at least from there. And where do we start? With our family members. Identify which family member of mine is going through a tough time. Let me help them. Without anybody knowing. And this is a condition as well. You want to help out? Help out. You know, by spending your wealth to help others, to uplift others, this is also a means of keeping this greed in control, of cutting greed and stinginess. So identify which of your family members is in need of help. Maybe financial help. Maybe they need food, so buy some groceries. Take it to their home quietly. Don't let anybody know, because Allah Azawajal knows. And your sincerity that you have and doing it for the pleasure of Allah Azawajal will earn you immense rewards. So that's your starting point. And then look in your society. Which poor person, which poor Muslim out there can I help? In certain places where there's water restrictions and water is such a thing, we can't do without. Maybe if there's electricity failures, we've got candles, you have a gas stove, other facilities are available, but water? Allahu Akbar. Imagine if you contribute towards water in a community that is suffering because of water shortages. The du'as that people will make, subhanallah. So this is a great way of removing this problem of greed and stinginess from our lives. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that two hungry wolves, when they are set free in a flock of goats, they don't cause as much harm as the greed of wealth and status causes to one's deen. These narrations, I need to ponder over these things. Don't just listen to it. Don't just hear it. Think about it. That imagine so much of harm this problem of greed for wealth can cause to my deen. The greed of status, name and fame, hubb al-jah, that I must be known, people must know who I am. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then there will be goodness and blessings. Let's listen to a short clip and we'll be right back inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The Quran says, wala tajassasu, and do not search for hidden faults. What is tajassus? Attempting to find out about people's secret matters and faults is known as tajassus. For example, asking someone, you stay awake late into the night, do you read Fajr Salah or not? Let's say a new employee starts work somewhere. It is tajassus if someone then asks the boss, does your new employee work well or not? Asking this question without a reason sanctioned by Sharia is also considered to be searching for faults in people. The employer may then fail into sin by responding with, he is lazy or he does not earn his wage lawfully, etc. Without a valid reason provided by Sharia to follow someone in search of their shortcomings and look into their home is also a form of tajassus. two rulings related to tajassus. Number one, it is haram to seek the faults of a Muslim. Number two, when seeking to employ someone or deciding upon a suitable marriage partner, it is not forbidden to find out things about them, but only to a necessary extent. Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once declared, "O those who have professed faith with their tongues, but have not yet had faith enter their heart, neither backbite Muslims nor seek their shortcomings, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the faults of a person who searches for their faults. As for whoever's faults are revealed by Allah, such a person is disgraced even if they are hiding away in their own home." O those who love Allah's Messenger, from this hadith we learn that backbiting Muslims and seeking their faults are the work of hypocrites. We also learn of how searching of others' shortcomings result in one's own disgrace and humiliation. He who searches for flaws in others will harbor some flaws of his own. It is entirely possible their own flaw may be so severe that if others knew about it, the person would face much disgrace in front of everyone. Anyone who searches for the faults of others should fear how Allah may cause their own faults to become visible to all, causing them to face severe humiliation. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azzawajal, always something to learn. And this is one of the great benefits of Dawat Islami, that wherever, at any turn, whether daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, there's always something to learn, something constructive, something productive, something positive to learn, and the ongoing motivation that comes with it. Because Dawat Islami wants us to become practical Muslims, that I live my life, I do my good deeds for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I do good deeds, that I learn firstly, and then I do good deeds and don't stop there, and I transfer this knowledge to others, starting in my household and my community and society. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in Surah Al-Hashr verse 9, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And whoever is saved from the greed of his soul, it is they who are the successful ones." Shaykh al-Hadith Allama Abdul Mustafa Azami rahmatullah alayhi has said that greed is disgusting and a dangerous habit, and a good rule for developing contentment is to always look at those who have less than us, not the ones who have more than us. Whatever wealth and honor one has been blessed with, he should live with that in contentment, qana'ah. And keeping an eye on the wealth of others, this will lead to disappointment. It will lead to humiliation, to deprivation and misery. And that passion by looking at others and wanting more is greed. A blessed hadith mentions, and listen to this carefully, that if a person had two valleys of wealth, he would still wish for a third one. For nothing can fill the belly of the son of Adam except the sand of the grave. So greed, many people don't attain those longings and those desires that they have in their hearts, in their minds, in their thoughts. I want more, I want more. Contentment is a thing that can grant a person peace of mind, contentment of heart. Sukoon, tranquility. And I think every person is looking for this, Muslim or not. Happiness, fulfillment in their lives, sukoon and tranquility in their homes. People are searching for this. Many people are searching for this in the wrong places. They feel, they think, if only I'm earning so much, I'm getting so much every month, if only I had these facilities, these provisions, this kind of a home, a house, if only I have these kind of vehicles and businesses and properties, if only I had this type of status in society, then I will be content. The more we chase it, the further it goes. So, contentment is something we need to practice. And how do I do this? One way, look at those who have less than us. Something so simple that any of us can do. That I have a home, I have a roof over my house, I'm not sleeping on the streets, I'm not sleeping in a shelter. Thank you, Ya Allah. I have a home, even if it's a small home. I have a vehicle, even if it's an old one. Think about those that have to take public transport, who have no transport. I have 3 times a day meal, sometimes more. Look at the person who has one meal a day, or who doesn't know where his next meal is coming from. Thank you, Ya Allah, for giving me food, even if it's simple food. There's a story that this father, he had 3 sons. And he was a simple man. He was earning very little. They lived in a simple home. They ate simple food. One of the sons, he wasn't content. So for how much longer are we going to live in this small place? How much longer are we going to eat the same food every day? He rushes out of the house. He says, no, I want more. I want something better. I want a bigger home. I want better food, better facilities. He makes friends with a rich person. And whatever the rich person says, he does. Thinking that, you know what, if I'm close to this rich guy, I'll get thrown in. I'll meet with big contacts. I'll earn some money. I'll live a good life, the high life. So happened one day that the rich man got angry with him for whatever reason. And he started to backchat the rich man. What happened? The rich man started to beat him up, started to hit him severely, and he left running from that place, humiliated and disgraced. He went on his way back home, and along the way he's thinking that how I wish I never made friends with this rich, stingy, arrogant person. Because greed can breed arrogance as well. Greed for fame and name and status. You know who I am? You're a poor person. And he left disgraced. He was thinking it was better to live a simple life but with honor than to befriend that rich man and be disgraced. How many of us are caught in this kind of a situation? However, there is one greed which is good, and that is greed to do more good. That greed must constantly be fed. That no, I'm not satisfied with the good I'm doing. I need to do more. I want more knowledge. I want to do more. I want to help more people. So this greed is encouraged. This greed we should not stop. And with good intentions, we should compete with each other in order to motivate each other, not to display that I am better than you. See how much of good I'm doing. See how much I spent. So in publicly, if you are giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, in front of others, what's your intention and what's your intention? That why am I giving? Is it so people must call me generous and a good person? No. I'm giving this, number one, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm giving this publicly to motivate the other people to also spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes it's difficult to put your hand in the pocket and give a 10 rand. But if you see others, can motivate you. So be the motivator towards goodness. Encourage goodness. And forbid evil. So greed. Which pathway do I want to take? Right way or the wrong way? Greed towards goodness or greed towards destruction? The greed for worldly gain. Yes, always keep developing yourself. That's one thing you don't stop. And primary from that is ilmun nafi'a, beneficial knowledge. Don't stop seeking beneficial knowledge and sharing it with others as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.